Hey Matt, how you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. How you doing?
Doing good, thank you. Hey, just talk about this fast start that you guys are off to, 3-0.
Yeah, just a good start. We wanted to come out after training camp and play well early on. I think we've done that so far. But can't worry about it now. One of the things that I think we've done well is, put success or failure behind us and keep working and keep moving on and just trying to focus on the next task. And, guys have done a good job of that so far.
One of the things, Matt, that y'all have also done well is play well against the Panthers. I believe you're undefeated against the Panthers. What do you kind of attribute that success against Carolina to?
I think I have lost to them a couple of times, but they're a good football team. I think every time we have played them since I've been here, it's been a tough physical game, and it's always a challenge. They've got talented guys on the defensive side of the ball, guys that know us, we know them, we know that they play for 60 minutes, and they're relentless. So, I just think we've done a good job of playing 60 minutes every time we've done it, every time we've played against them, and we need to continue to do that.
Matt, first three games were all against AFC West foes. It seemed like you guys were in that division for a while with the games you had against them to start. I mean, how eager is the team to kind of just get started with a division game against a division opponent?
Yeah, I think, we're excited for whoever's on the schedule, but the division opponents are always – they're always extra difficult games and fun to be a part of. I know that these games always come down to the wire, and so we're going to have to prepare that way. But we're definitely excited to get into a division and back into the NFC.
Why have you guys had so much success on your opening possession this year?
I don't know. I think good execution and good play calls. I think, Dirk Cutter's done a great job of calling the game so far, and we've executed pretty well. And that's something that we want to continue.
How's the transition to Dirk as offensive coordinator been?
I think very smooth. I think he did a great job coming in here. We worked really hard in the offseason to get on the same page, and I think we've done that. We kept a lot of similar things to what we've done in the past, but we added some additional stuff and changed some things around just a little bit, and I think those changes have helped, and I think the guys have responded well to him.
Matt, the Panthers are starting a rookie corner who had a tough night last week against the Giants. Given that they've got a guy like Gamble on one side and then the rookie on the other, I mean, are you almost forced to test him early in the game and see what he's made of?
All I know about young players is that there's going to be ups and downs, but he's talented. When you watch him on film, he's got skills and he has athletic ability, and I think he'll improve. Rookies make so much improvement week to week, and I think he's certainly a guy that's capable of getting it done. I think the biggest thing for us is going to be getting ourselves protected. Very good pass rush, Charles Johnson, obviously. Haven't played against him for a long time. Hardy's a very good player. I think the linebacking core with Beeson back, the addition of Luke Kuechly, and then Thomas Davis being back as well. I know it was out last week, but they do a great job of creating pass rush and getting passers off the spot. I think when you look at the New Orleans game, they presented a lot of problems for Drew Brees. So that's going to be the most important thing for us.
You mentioned Charles Johnson. He's a guy who kind of flies under the radar nationally. I think you guys were interested in him during his free agency year a couple years ago. Just your thoughts on him as like you said, you faced him now a bunch of years.
Yeah, I think he's a very good player. He certainly doesn't fly under the radar within the Atlanta Falcons organization. I think we're always aware of where he is. We know what he's capable of doing. And you have to game plan accordingly. And, he's a talented guy, very good against the run, very good against the pass, and gives great effort.
Matt, how have you seen this that Georgia Dome affect a game and affect an opponent? Obviously, you guys have 26 wins at home since 2008. How have you seen that crowd kind of been able to have an effect on an opponent?
I think they help us out. Our fans do a great job. They're loud at the right times. It's tough when you come into our place because your communication is going to have to be very, very good without really speaking a lot. Hand signals and silent cadences, you're going to have to be on point with that stuff. And it just makes it just a little more difficult for an offense. And, it's nice to have a home field advantage like that.
Matt, with Cam being from Atlanta, I mean, do you guys have a relationship at all? How well do you know each other?
I know him a little bit. I've met him a couple of times. I met him once here in Atlanta. Seems like very, very good person, very nice person, and, certainly a great player.
There's always growing pains for any player, but, young quarterbacks in particular. Any advice? He's going through a little bit of a stretch here. It's kind of rough.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the deal. That's part of every NFL quarterback's maturity. I've went through it. I think everybody has gone through it. And I'll go through it again. There's ups and downs throughout your career and throughout a season and throughout a game. And, I think he's probably of the same mindset that I am, that you just got to keep working, keep your head down, and keep trying to get better.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
All right, thank you, guys.